Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And Steve Forbes has been with us for 17 of those years. And he's our good friend, our guest this half hour. Steve Forbes, folks, is the author of a number of books. But more importantly, at this moment, Steve, you've got a documentary that I want you to tell us about.
It's called In Money We Trust. And it's on public television. It was done under the auspices of Maryland Public Television. And the long and short of it is going back 2,500 years, Jim. It's an hour documentary. And when money is trustworthy, humanity advances. When money is not trustworthy, we have problems, not just economic problems, but social problems. You see it most dramatically in Venezuela. But over time, it has undermined what you might call social trust in this country. And one thing John Maynard Keynes got right is that he said there's not one in a million will understand what unstable money does to a fabric of society.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Exactly. Well, good for you on that program.
And by the way, it can be found on inmoneywetrust.org, and moneywetrust.org. You just go there on the website. Great website.
And it's an award-winning, award-winning documentary now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And,
so congratulations.
With the Telly Award. And so you just go to moneywetrust.org, hit the button there, and you can watch the show right on
your
screen.
Sounds good, folks. So please check that out. You'll be glad you did. So, Steve, I want to talk quickly about – I'm going to come back to what you said a minute ago on the gold thing. You said if you were on the gold standard, you could have different currencies. Tell us what you meant by that.
Well, what I meant was that as an insurance policy, that the government doesn't veer off a stable dollar, gold standard, is you are allowed under law to go to and create your own currency. Right now, if you try to create your own currency, the FBI is going to visit you.
But are you talking about allowing cryptocurrency too?
Allow cryptocurrency. One of the things that cryptocurrencies have not done yet is have a stable one. You know, you take Bitcoin, it's so unstable, you can have stake one
day and
go to the next. And that's what's going to be interesting is to see what Facebook does with this thing they call the Libra.
Right.
They're going to tie it to the dollar. If they make that stable, people are going to flock to it around
the world. Aren't you worried, though, do you agree with me that the number one lever, the strongest offensive and defensive lever that a president of the United States has is not their army or the navy or the nuclear weapons, but the dollar. The U.S. dollar is strong. And so my question to you is, if we have all these other currencies, is that not going to dilute the strength of the dollar and therefore the overall strength, the bully pulpit, so to speak, of the United States? What do you think?
No, if we keep the dollar stable, people will flock to the dollar. They only go to alternatives. The whole thing of Bitcoin, these cryptocurrencies, those are high-tech cries for help. The instability we have today. When the dollar was as good as gold, when the British pound was as good as gold, people flocked to it. Take the Swiss franc, Jim. Why is the Swiss franc one of the most popular currencies in the world,
stable,
even though Switzerland is small? It's because for 100 years it's been the best currency, most stable currency in the world. So people want it because they trust it.
Very well said.
Trust. When you have trust, people will flock to it.
That's exactly right, and that's the key, and that's the essence of where we are right now with our anxiety about technology is a lack of trust. That's one of the things I've been tooting that horn for a long time now. Hey, Steve, quickly before we have to wrap up, is socialism going to play well in Peoria?
No, and it's not going to play well except perhaps in a few college campuses and a few bi-coastal areas.
People's Republic of
America.
Cambridge.
That's why I'm looking forward to the debate. The more people learn, the more they're going to say, no, this is not America.
Is the Democrat Party riding themselves off on the off a cliff on the left there with all this?
Yes, and that's why Nancy Pelosi's going after Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and some of these other wackos. She knows that she does not want them defining the party because she knows that's going to doom them next year.
Right. Hey, Steve, well said. Thank you for all your time. Thank you for your leadership, your continued leadership. We appreciate you very much. Folks,
well,
you can see him on television. He's on television all the time. You need to watch him when he's on there. And give us the website again for the video, for the documentary.
Thank you. It's in moneywetrust.org.
An award-winning documentary. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for 17 great years. See you next
time.
Thank you. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.